This news piece is the first in a pair about one of our volunteer radio DJ hosts, Jay Rowe of Big Hair Hits, which runs from 8 to 10 on Monday evenings. I asked Jason when he first remembered wanting to be a DJ.
Well, it started when I was a freshman in college at Cortland State University in New York, and I was 18 years old. And for 1 year, I DJed on WSUC 90.5, which was like maybe a 3 mile radius of the whole campus. But it was a lot of fun. And after that experience, I was always looking for another avenue. So that's about 6 years ago. That's when I came in here.
And what does he like about hosting Big Hair Hits?
The music is the best part of the whole thing, and talking to the listeners when they're getting in some requests. It's pretty fun.
Those call-in requests help resolve the often thought question from anyone who is in a small sound studio. Is anybody out there?
You run into local people. Sometimes I run into people who I've never met before, like the copier guy might be in fixing the machine. And he's like, yeah, I caught your show the other night. Good job. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. And, it's fun.
Jason was the computer lab director at Valley Elementary School until last year. Now he's teaching English at Covington High School.
What do your ninth graders now at Covington High School think of you being a radio host?
I think they pay more attention to my YouTube channel than the radio. Yeah, I got like 200 some odd videos on YouTube about music or video games or dumb stuff, and apparently they made a fan page of me on Instagram. I haven't seen it because I don't have Instagram.
Jason is one of the generation just old enough to teeter on use of or even interest in social media. Still, though, I asked him if he'd thought about using the Shows on Allegheny Mountain Radio Facebook page to connect with listeners. It sounds like he's going to stick with the good old-fashioned telephone and email.
I'm always saying the phone number over there, and I also have a Yahoo account, bighairhits@yahoo.com, and I get them on my phone. Kind of do it that way.
Then Jason and I talked about how much music sets a mood, and how even when radio is treated as background sound, hosts still learn how to make their song choices go well together and avoid what could be called a train wreck.
Richard encouraged me to play a slow song right from the beginning because it kind of shocks the listeners if it's too fast or whatever. So I just play like a power ballad right from the start, and then we start picking things up from there.
And then we came to the part in the conversation when I realized J-Row and I would just have to agree to disagree. I asked him if it was challenging to learn to use the control board.
Oh, no, it's easy. You're just pressing a couple buttons. Take a test in the beginning, but just like any test I've ever taken that's required, that's a hurdle for me to get to where I need to be. You study, you take the test. It's like the driver's test. What's in the book might be a slightly different experience when you actually get your feet on the pedals and your hands on the wheels. So you just kind of slide a few things up and down. You press some buttons here and there, and you play your music, and that's about it.
In the second part of my conversation with Jason Rowe, host of AMR's Big Hair Hits, we talk about what it's like to be an amateur musician, finding one's way, and the importance of practice. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.